Now, if you travel by train at all, you won't be happy about this, but you won't have been happy like every year that it goes up. Price rises again. Many fares, including season tickets, are to go up by 2.8% next year, in line with the latest RPI, which is the Retail Price Index inflation figure. Passenger groups have said levels of service on the railways are so poor that there shouldn't be any price rise at all. They also want fares to be tied to the lower consumer prices index, which is the more widely used measure of inflation. I'm sure you all know that. But the government, which decides how the increase is set, says the rise is necessary. Here are the words of Transport Secretary Grant Shapps.
Not delighted by it, to be perfectly honest, as a train commuter. The truth is, we do now have a situation where average wages are going up faster than inflation. So if you don't keep this tracking with inflation, you're actually effectively putting less money into transport and less money into the trains. We won't get them running on time doing that either.
That's the Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps. We can talk to Bruce Williamson from the Rail Improvement Campaign Group, Rail Future. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, Claire.
It's interesting, Grant Shapps saying there, I'm not happy about it because I travel by train, but I think MPs might get their travel expenses paid for.
Well, even if he's not, you know, I'm sure he can afford it because he's probably pretty wealthy man. Whereas your average, you know, Joe Punter, someone trying to make a living and just trying to get to work, it's yet another unfair kick in the wallet for them.
Yeah. I mean, should we talk about this difference between the RPI and the CPI? Are you able to
talk
about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the Retail Price Index and the Consumer Price Index, RPI and CPI. RPI is discredited. It's an old-fashioned measure. No one uses it anymore. The government claims that CPI, the newer, better, everyone agrees it's a better measure. They claim it's their favoured measure of inflation, except when it comes to rail fare increases. And why is that? Because RPI is usually higher.
Yeah.
Now, the knock-on consequence of that is that it means that rail fares are getting more expensive in real terms. So they're racing ahead of other prices that go up. So, you know, it means that if you're using the trains, your ticket is taking a larger chunk out of your wallet year after year.
Yeah. And you go to other European countries, for example, and it seems fairer in the way that they do it, in that you sort of pay a reasonable amount to travel on the train, but not this extortionate amount that you will pay if you, for example, think, tomorrow I'm going to need to be in London and I'm going to buy a ticket from Bristol today. And then you might be paying well over 100 quid.
Well, you'll be paying
ticket.
£109 is the any time fare to London. It's just shocking. And as of next January, that will go up to £112. I mean, I know you were just saying you're not very good at maths, but that's a 2.8% increase on that. But I mean, if you, on the other hand, let's give you another example. If you were unfortunate enough to have to commute to Swindon every day, you know, firstly, you have my greatest sympathies, but that will set you back £3,556 for a season ticket.
It is painful.
And then next year, you'll have to pay an extra £89.
Wow.
And the chances are that your wages haven't gone up by that amount. You know, this is the unfairness of it. And actually, there's a double unfairness, because when you compare it to how motorists are treated, fuel duty has been frozen for years. I think it's 8 years now that they haven't put fuel duty up. So the government can clearly afford to make those concessions to help transport users, but only apparently if you're a car driver. If you're a commuter who uses the train, then sod you. You're going to have to be hit in the wallet again.
I mean, I think on many occasions when I have thought I'll go and see some friends in London, I've actually got the coach, because the going by train is just beyond me in terms of just deciding to go, like that spontaneous thing. I feel like it's impossible now.
It's hard. I mean, the off-peak fares, you know, if you wanted to travel now, actually, you wouldn't have to pay that full fare. It's about 50 quid to travel now to London. But nonetheless, you're absolutely right. You know, it is very expensive to sort of turn up and go. The rail companies, you know, to be fair to them, they'll say that, you know, the off-peak booked in advance tickets are very, very cheap. And they are. They're some of the cheapest in Europe. But if you want to go now, it's some of the most expensive in Europe.
Why have we got to this situation where you can't just say, I'm going to go tomorrow to somewhere, and that's affordable?
Well, they're doing a trick that the airlines do. It's called demand management. So basically, they discount the off-peak services and price you off the heavily overcrowded peak services. But they do it much more in this country than they do in other countries. And, you know, my little soundbite is it's managing the passengers to suit the needs of the train companies, whereas we should be managing the train companies to suit the needs of the passengers, really, shouldn't we?
And has that been the case since the whole system was privatised and we had these different train companies?
British Rail did it. You know, you used to get off-peak discount tickets. I think they brought in a thing called the Saver. Do you remember that?
Saver Fare.
Yeah, I just remember the advert. Best forgotten. what's happened, you know, it's happened more and more. The difference between the peak and off-peak has become greater under privatisation because the rail companies, well, I suppose they choose to do it because they're allowed to.
The rail companies will argue that they are hugely successful, that more and more people are getting the train, which is true, and that they need to invest. So is that not a fair argument for putting the prices up? Well,
yes and no. But the problem is that we've now reached the stage where I think we are, you know, we could be accused of crying wolf on this for years. Oh, you'll price people off the railways. But it is happening. Season ticket sales are starting to fall. They're starting to tail off. So people clearly are thinking twice about forking out £3,500 to go to Swindon every day and thinking, you know, could I work somewhere else? Could I don't know, take the car? This is the thing, you know, the government has declared a climate emergency. They claim to be a green government. Rail transport is a green, environmentally friendly form of transport, particularly now we've got electrified trains, you know, which don't pollute at all, really. And yet the government is pricing people onto our polluted and congested and overcrowded roads.
Do you think that we've got to sort of breaking point and people are like thinking, well, actually, I'll just take the car?
Yeah, I think it's happening. I mean, you know, it's clearly not sustainable. You cannot keep putting up rail fares more and more ahead of inflation. Everyone's got a breaking point, and there's a price at which someone will say, well, I'm just not going to go anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bruce. Bruce Williamson there from Bristol, from the Rail Improvement Campaign Group, Rail Future. You can tell us what you think about it. Is it too expensive to travel by train?
Passenger groups have reacted with dismay to the latest increase in train fares. A rise of 2.8% will take effect in January after the latest inflation figures were published this morning. The hike will apply to 40% of fares, including season tickets. Bruce Williamson from Rail Improvement Campaign Group Rail Future is based in Bristol, and he says rail travellers are not being treated fairly.
When you compare it to how motorists are treated, fuel duty has been frozen for years. I think it's 8 years now that they haven't put fuel duty up. So the government can clearly afford to make those concessions to help transport users, but only apparently if you're a car driver. If you're a commuter who uses the train, then you're going to have to be hit in the wallet again.
Boris Johnson has accused MPs who want to block Brexit of engaging in what he...
Now it's 6 o'clock with the BBC Radio Bristol News. Claire Sharrock.
Thanks, Claire. Good evening. Passenger groups have reacted with dismay to the latest increase in train fares. A rise of 2.8% will take effect in January after the latest inflation figures were published this morning. The hike will apply to 40% of fares, including season tickets. Bruce Williamson from Rail Improvement Campaign Group Rail Future is based in Bristol. He says rising train fares are pushing people back into their cars.
The government has declared a climate emergency. They claim to be a green government. Rail transport is a green, environmentally friendly form of transport, particularly now we've got electrified trains, you know, which don't pollute at all, really. And yet the government is pricing people onto our polluted and congested and overcrowded roads.